This is Retire Strong Radio with Gary Stoller from ETS Financial. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Gary provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Retire Strong Radio with Gary Stoller.
Welcome back to Retire Strong Radio. I'm your host, Gary Stoller, part of the team here at ETS Financial. If you would like more information about what we do and how we help folks here, you can visit us online, www.ets, as in Edward Tom Sam, financial.com, etsfinancial.com. Pick up the phone. You can also reach us at 770-904-1978, 770-904-1978. And I am joined here today with our co-host, Tony Shore. How are you doing today, Tony?
I am great. Well, now that I'm on the show with you, Gary, everything's fine. It all feels good. Everything's come together because I love doing the show with you each week. We have a lot of fun on the show. And the last few weeks, we've had a great discussion talking about taxes and retirement, talking about a lot of different aspects to help our listeners out there. And you always bring really good and useful information. And lately, it's been about taxes, how to minimize that tax burden. But I've been good. I've had a good week, you know, getting a little chillier. I'm not a big fan of winter, but I do love the fall, so that's good. Had a happy Halloween.
Well, hey, we're still, I was going to say, we are still technically in the fall.
Yep.
So Tuesday night, were you all dressed up going out or no?
No, but we did all the neighbors get together on our cul-de-sac, and we get together in one person's driveway, and we hand out all the candy there on a table in front, set up fire pits in the driveway, chairs, laugh, talk, have a good time, hand out candy to the kids and the neighbors. Yeah. It's a lot of fun, but none of us dressed up this year. It was cold out, and we just, no one bothered to dress up, but all the kids in the neighborhood were great. They were all dressed up. How about you? What did you go as this year?
Well, I went as the scariest possible scenario. As my dad always told me, all I need to do is go outside without a mask on, and that'll scare plenty of people.
Sure.
But you know, I got four girls, ages 7, 5, 3, and 1, and they love, some of them are doing ballet now, and all four of them wanted to be a ballerina. And so we went ahead and dressed all four of them up as ballerinas, and we went out into the freezing cold night.
Oh boy.
And went around our neighborhood, and it was a good time. They did not want to wear their jackets because they wanted to show off their ballerina outfits, and it was your classic trick or treating, and you know, we're friends with our neighbors, and it was great. We just had good conversations, some good laughs.
Well, that's good. But I mean, four young daughters like that, all dressed as ballerinas, taking them all out trick or treating. I actually miss the days when my kids were young enough to take out trick or treating. I miss some of it, but when it's freezing cold and your kids don't want to put on a jacket. And, you know, the costume rips, or, I mean, you know, there can be nightmare scenarios, but overall the kids love it. You just can't let them eat too much candy and get too much of a sugar high, when they get home. But sometimes that's easier said than done too, right?
Exactly. And we know it's best for their health when it gets cold to put that jacket on, but they don't always want to.
Yeah, that's
kind of like preparing for taxes.
Ah, you know, nice segue.
We ought to be preparing for taxes and tax increases and thinking about being proactive about that. We don't always want to talk about that, but there's really just one item I want to talk about today, if that's all right with you.
Oh, I hope so. So what do you have for us?
Well, Tony, I want to tell you a story. So my wife's grandfather was named Willie. And he was born and raised in here in Georgia, in South Georgia, actually. And he grew up picking cotton. And he was just your all-American boy, country boy. And he loved watching Roy Rogers and Dale Evans and the Westerns. Just a kind of your typical American iconic boy growing up, and got into the Navy, and he ended up cooking, preparing food on the USS Saratoga. And just throughout his life, he ended up buying an airplane, flying his own plane. And he had two boys, two sons, him and his wife, and they went around and saw all the major league ballparks in America. He just loved our country, you know. Unfortunately, a little bit earlier than most, he became a widower. His wife passed away. And he eventually decided, based on his hard work and his living below his means, but working hard, he eventually retired. And then he decided to sell his house and buy a motorhome and a Jeep. So he had the hitch on the motorhome, or the little trailer that could pull the Jeep, and this allowed him to drive all over our beautiful country. And so he even drove up to Alaska twice. And so he was, widowed at that point. He especially loved going to Colorado and Utah and going to state parks and seeing the national parks all over the country. You know, he eventually had friends and family all over the U.S. And so he would go visit them, and he just really was not on much of a time scale. And so this was for him very ideal for his vision of retirement. Eventually, as he got into his 80s, his health did decline. As is the case, the majority of seniors. But because he had a plan in place to cover his long-term care, he was able to go into a facility without going backwards financially, and upgrading after a few years to a nicer one. And eventually he passed on to his eternal home. So he lived a full life and doing what he loved, especially in retirement. And the interesting thing is it didn't involve him owning any property or owning a house or owning a home other than his RV. So he didn't even rent an apartment or anything. So this actually eliminated a lot of those hassles that come with home ownership and just the responsibilities and maintenance and the costs that go along with it. Even though this isn't the majority of Americans who retire, it was fitting for him. Isn't that interesting that someone can actually retire and live a life like that?
That's amazing.
Yeah,
it is. And so, and you know, you want to be able to make that happen, right?
Mm-hmm. And so obviously not everyone has this vision for retirement. But a lot of our clients and a lot of folks do want to consider downsizing.
Right.
And it seems natural in retirement.
Yeah, I can see how it could be appealing to retirees. But like you say, some people might not want that exact lifestyle. Maybe they're still interested in downsizing, just not. I mean, that seems that might seem extreme to some people. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Downsizing to an RV is kind of an extreme way to go. You hear about the tiny homes, and usually those are younger folks doing that. But you could downsize to even renting. Some of our clients have chosen to do that, renting a nice apartment where you have no maintenance, or downsize into a condo or a townhome. But a lot of folks just simply choose to buy a smaller place with a little bit less maintenance and costs. But it is a common thread and a desire for a lot of folks. Obviously, some people do want to have a big piece of land, big house, and host the family gatherings, have lots of friends and large gatherings, have a lot of folks over and enjoy their little slice of heaven. So downsizing just isn't in view for them. But for a lot of folks, it is something that they do think about. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I think it is something to think about. I'm glad you brought that up. And that was a great story you shared with us. I like that. It's a great example of how some people, some goals they have, but everybody's different. And we've been talking about taxes on these shows, Gary. How do taxes work when somebody sells their home to downsize?
Yeah, you know, we actually do have good news on this. So the law allows for a generous federal income tax break when you sell your primary residence for profit. So here's the breakdown on that. As long as you've owned and used your property as primary residence for at least 2 years out of the last 5 years before you sell it, then you are allowed to have an exclusion. So if you're single, that's $250,000 of profit from your home that is going to be excluded from taxes. And then it actually is $500,000, $500,000 of profit if you are married filing joint that you don't have to pay taxes on.
Wow. Okay. So obviously that's important too, to understand how that works. And that much profit for no taxes. What if the profits, though, exceed those limits?
Yeah, we've seen obviously the last few years, property values go quite high. So if you are above $250,000 for a single or over $500,000 profit for married filing joint, then it's simply going to fall into that long-term capital gains tax bracket. So depending on your income that year, we know that the capital gains rates are going to be either 0% if your income is low, and then 15% or 20%, depending on what those are. And one other thing, Tony, is sometimes, you know, when someone's transitioning and retiring and turning on their income, getting into their retirement lifestyle and possibly downsizing around the same time, without paying any taxes on that profit, you can take that and then use that as a new asset. If you're using your equity in your old home for your new living arrangement, you can take that profit and use it as an asset to turn into either retirement income or set yourself up for a long-term care plan if you don't have one in place already, or some way meet your financial goals, you know, with whatever financial planner you're working with.
Right. And that is huge, Gary. I think that's really important. So if our listeners out there have questions or they want to get a plan in place, maybe they want to learn how their goals can be realized, just like Papa did there in your story, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do they get a hold of you?
Yep. So the quickest way is just to grab your phone and dial 770-904-1978. Again, that's 770-904-1978. You can also jump online at www.etsfinancial.com. I can also be reached directly here at Gary, G-A-R-Y, at etsfinancial.com. We'd love to help you answer some questions and see if there's anything we can do to help you out.
All right. Well, that sounds good. And a great show today, by the way. A really great topic. Obviously, taxes play an important part of our financial planning. You want to minimize that tax burden. But listeners, that does it for today's episode of Retire Strong Radio with our host, Gary Stoller.
Thank you all, and we will see y'all next week.
Thank you for listening to Retire Strong Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Gary Stoller at ETS Financial. Call 770-904-1978 or visit them online at etsfinancial.com.
Investment advisory services are offered by First Advisors National, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through ETS Financial Services, LLC, First Advisors National, LLC, and ETS Financial Services, LLC, are affiliated companies. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.